Hello and welcome to the Hill and Valley. This is Nick Roby. Thanks for tuning in. Once again, we're here to talk about some Clemson football and recap a great win and a little bit of surprising just how the team looked, maybe except for everyone with Dabo and the coaching staff, as Clemson took down App State 66-20. We're going to talk into it. So let's get started. You know, Clemson's came off of a tough one against Georgia where they just didn't look great. The coaching staff just talked about, especially Dabo, like how close some of the margins were. And it was really interesting to see like what kind of a team would come out for Clemson in the home opener, you know, 8 o'clock game against App State. App State, we're going to kind of look and see like what kind of a team App State was going to field. You know, that they were predicted to be by some even as an opportunity to be at the at-large Group of Five champ, even in the playoff, or just in the running for that. So, and they've taken down some bigger powers. They took down Texas A&M a couple years ago. They played North Carolina tough last year. I mean, they're tough in the Group of Five, and so it's not an easy opener, home opener for Clemson. And they came out of the gate swinging. I mean, they stopped App State. It was interesting. It was kind of funny to hear Dabo in the post game talk about how, you know, he was going to keep asking for the ball until the offense really showed up. And they showed up, man. I mean, that third down, that throw to Bryant Westcoat was just a thing of beauty. His just like, he caught it and just, Cabe Klubnik was just on fire on Saturday. He was so locked in. It's the best I've seen him play. It's obviously like Clemson scored. They went 35-0 first quarter. It was 42-0. You know, early second quarter. They had eight possessions in the first half. I mean, they were just so locked in. It was super impressive. Just Cade was really hitting all of his guys that they play some of the younger guys. Wesco and Moore, especially Wesco, look like the real deal. I mean, you kind of just have this, you know, you can have the stars, you can have talent, you can see, you know, stats, but when a receiver just has that extra kind of just feel about them where you can tell that there's something special, Wesco has it. I mean, I think I like Moore a lot too. Wesco on Saturday was just super impressive. I mean, the first one with the long bomb, that was really impressive. The more impressive catch to me was the one where he has to go, and I think the next drive, he makes the long basket catch like over his middle. Like this where he can't go either side to side. He looks this way and catches it right before the end zone. I mean, that was impressive. I love the shots that they were taking. You could just feel that App State was kind of surprised by even just some of the longer pass plays. I mean, it really, the first half was just what you can't have predicted that to me, unless you're like inside the program. And even then you want to see it like executed. You have like this thought of like, they could execute at that kind of level. But I mean, Cade Klubnik, I mean, and this is all first half stats. And I know, if you're a Clemson fan, like you're like, yes, I hear that. But just think about this again. Like he was 24 of 26, completed, I think, his first 13 passes, 378 yards, 5 touchdowns. And then he had 2 on the ground as well. Dude was just on fire. It was just awesome to watch. He was named the national, he was co quarterback of the week along with Kyle McCord in the ACC, but he won the national quarterback of the week. Like that's how good he played. And can you expect this kind of a game from them like every week? No, I don't think so. I think this is like a once in a year type of offensive output. And, you know, the other question is like, okay, how much do you take away from, especially in the first half? I think, you know, it was good to see the second half, see the guys like Vezina looked good and he got Pierman in a little bit and got all these backups in, you know, but how much can you take away from that? And I think you can take away more than you think. I think the offense will kind of fit in somewhere in between the App State game and Georgia. I think closer toward App State, if you're going to pick between the two, just because Georgia's Georgia, you know, and there were things that were being executed on Saturday that's not just like a circumstance of the game. Like it wasn't just like short fields. It wasn't just like this and that. Like there were times where their defender is in necessarily the right place, but like Klubnik's placement of the ball was just excellent. There were also a couple of just plays that you make. It just shows you the difference in football. Brenningstuhl catches the one pass on his hip for the touchdown. You know, the week before, he probably drops it. Cole Turner goes in and makes the, you know, big jumping catch in the air. That also helps. You love to see Antonio Williams, where it looks like Klubnik checked into that, but he hits the kind of, you know, slant over the middle in the post for the touchdown. I mean, that was beautiful because you hit him in stride. I think those are the types of things where I think you can continue to execute. And if you can continue to build on that, those are the types of things I think you'll see to continue to be there and continue to improve. So I really liked what I saw from the offense. It was just super impressive. Having mentioned, like, Phil Maffa, Klubnik gets all the praise, as you know, he has gotten a lot of just some tough criticism over the past, you know, couple years, but he played excellent. Maffa, like, you can tell how much work he has done in the offseason, because he was getting some tough yards. And then also too, like, he gets a couple of blocks. He gets that long touchdown run and has the breakaway speed. And I think that surprised a lot of people too, which you love to see. I think the tight end room played excellent. I mean, they did a great job blocking. Brenningstuhl catches. He was just like, you could feel that trust that was there between him and Klubnik. Olsen, Pat Henry made some good blocks. Brenningstuhl made some good blocks. I mean, that tight end room played really well. And another thing that I mentioned, wanted to mention from the wide receivers too, is that you could tell that there was a push from the week. You could tell that there was a level that was brought up. And I think having the freshmen are just being like, hey, there are six starters and the best are going to play. And, you know, you could really feel that within the guys that kept bringing in there. And just, I felt like the switch up and just the rotation really helped, like, help guys like lock in, but also it took, just let, it was a little more freeing too. It just felt really free and a little easier than it has in the past. So that was just, it was just good to see across the board, you know? And there's a part of you offensively that's like, man, okay, like, can you play the next, like, I'm sure they want to play again. But then also too, it's like, you have a really, you're like, man, this is a good week to have a bye week, because then you can, like, lock in really as you start into more of the, some of the more of the conference play. And, you know, because you got a big one in a couple weeks with NC State. But, you know, I don't want to be remiss and just also, like, this defense played really well. I know they ended up giving up like 20 points, but you had some backups in there. And I mean, it's 42-0 at one point. And at that point, I mean, it's hard not to, you know, feel the gas let up a little bit. But, like, this was a good passing game from App State. Like, the stats are not, it's not pretty, you know, but Aguilar, like, this guy can, he can play a little bit. And he ended up being 18 of 41 for 214 yards and a touchdown. He stayed in longer than I was expecting. Ended up, former Clemson QB Billy Wiles got a little bit of playing time. But Aguilar in this passing game, I thought that they would be able to move the ball a little bit more. And you get so many possessions and you get so many scores on offense opportunities in the first half because the defense was shutting down App State. I mean, they were a menace in the backfield. He just, I thought they played really well. I think the corners, I really like this young secondary. I mean, Terrell is just the younger Terrell brother. He is just so good. I mean, he just feels like he's going to be, he has the opportunity to be another first rounder, you know, his third year. Jaden Lucas, it was good to see him out there. You know, Khalil Barnes, he's a baller. You know, linebackers, I thought, played well. You know, just defensively across the board. Sammy Brown, I thought he played a good game. And they're going to need him to play too because, you know, the one of the few probably negatives is that Kobe McLeod is out for the rest of the year. Looks like he tore his ACL or hurt his knee. And that's just tough because the linebacker position was already thin. So you got the young freshman. But he looked good. I mean, he was all over the field. And you can just tell how naturally of an instinctual football player he is, especially a linebacker. And knowing, I think the biggest thing as a freshman is just kind of knowing where to be and be able to, because he can handle the physicality. Like, he is just, he's a big boy. And just, there's a lot to like, you know, and having a guy like a Barrett Carter and Wade Woodaz who have been there in the program for a few years in that leadership, you could just tell it was just a more locked in team. They were more comfortable. And it just, I think there, and there's so much still to play for. I think that was just so encouraging. Especially with there are some teams in the ACC who have been struggling a little bit. So, you know, NC State did not have a good weekend. Florida State has struggled. I mean, except for, like, maybe you can say Miami, but everything's out there to play for. So it was really good to see from this Clemson team. And I'll be interested to see, you know, how locked in they're, you know, because they're going to get NC State's best shot on the road. And, you know, NC State's going to want to, they're going to come in with a mentality of like, they want to wash all of the Tennessee film and just really be ready to go. So it's a big game, and it could be a deciding factor of who is one of the teams representing in the ACC championship. So it's an off weekend. I hope you get to enjoy a full weekend of college football. South Carolina is hosting game day, which is pretty fun. That's within the state. So there's a lot of good to watch around with college football. Hope you have a great weekend. Maybe it's your weekend to, you know, maybe you have some time with the family. Maybe you get to just relax, watch some other college football. I know sometimes it's nice to watch without stressing out about Clemson or your own team. But man, it was a good one. It was good to see Clemson bounce back, and I know from a Clemson perspective. But also, I mean, now you got NC State coming to town. Then you have Stanford, who will be an interesting matchup, and just it's a different opponent coming in there. And then you go to Tallahassee, and who knows what kind of team they're going to be looking like. But that is all for now. Just wanted to do some recap of App State. Hope you have a great weekend. Remember, too, we are on, you know, Twitter, we're on Instagram, all those places. Remember to follow us there. We're part of the Backer Catch Network. So if you want to stay on top of all things college football, and then as we get into ACC basketball season, we will be there too. If you want to be a part of the community that we're building, which is super fun, that is a part of Backyard Catch. You have to just be a part of Patreon to sign up for that. We have a store. I don't know if you knew that. We have an online store, which is super fun to get some merch. We've got more things cooking within that. We've got, you know, email newsletter, you name it. You follow us on the socials, it's all right there. This is Nick Roby. Thanks so much for listening. Make sure you subscribed on the Backyard Catch YouTube and then wherever you get your podcasts for the Hill and Valley. So thanks so much. Hope you enjoy a great weekend.